Hi, I'm Siobhan Fletcher, one of the journalists up at Manx Radio, and welcome to the latest edition of our newscast. Now, you might remember last year we covered a mammoth walking challenge being undertaken by a woman from Andreas who was walking in memory of her late husband. Darren, or Daz Hignett, died of bladder cancer the day before his 25th wedding anniversary in 2023 after an 18-month battle with the disease. Now, in his memory, his wife Liz took on two major walks to raise funds for the Isle of Man Anti-Cancer Association. It was nicknamed the Walk of Life due to his, as they say, questionable taste in music. Namely, Daz was a big fan of Dire Straits. Now, this year, the family is taking on another challenge in Darren's memory, which will lead up to the second anniversary since he passed away. Liz popped up to the studio to catch me up on what's been going on, what the challenge is this year, and also she did try and rope me into getting involved. The jury is out on that one at the moment, Liz. Here is that conversation in full.
Hiya, my name's Liz Hignett and I'm here to talk today about my latest fundraiser in memory of my husband Darren Hignett, who died of bladder cancer in September 2023.
And so anyone who listened in sort of last year will know that you did, it was called Daz's Walk of Life.
It was, yeah.
That song came on Manx Radio Gold the other day. I sat at my desk and it's like, that's it now. It's like, that's the connection I have.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, think of
So it worked, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's good.
So this year, tell me what the big fundraiser is this year and what you're raising money for as well.
Okay, so Daz's, the last one that we did was his Walk of Life, his Love of Dire Straits. And we did that for Anti-Cancer Association. We're sticking with Anti-Cancer, Isle of Man Anti-Cancer Association this year as well, but we're also going to do it in conjunction with Clatterbridge. So Daz was a proper Scouser, big controversial lad, but he was an Evertonian, a huge Evertonian. So we're going to do Daz's Everton walk this year. So as a family, we are planning to do 10 mile walks in the 10 weeks leading up to his second anniversary. So that started, the 10 weeks started last week. So we did his first walk last weekend. Second walk will be this weekend. And then obviously a walk every weekend thereafter up until, yeah, the weekend before his second anniversary, which is, I think, the 13th and 14th of September. I think his anniversary is on a Monday this year.
And you said before that first walk snuck up on you. You weren't expecting
it. Absolutely did, yeah. Didn't realise it was only 10 weeks. It did sneak up. And for anyone who's got any connection to my social media and looks at the Strava recording that we did, you can see that we took a few wrong turns, but we did the 10 miles and it was stopped exactly on the 10 miles. We didn't do a mile over or a mile under, but yeah, it did sneak up. You don't realise how much time flies, really.
Mm-hmm. And so the ten walks every sort of week then, are you doing it over, is it 10 miles in like a day? Like, so you're doing it on a Saturday every time, or are you spreading it over the weekend?
No, we're going to do a full 10-mile walk, and that'll either be on the Saturday or the Sunday. We will post the walks prior to us doing, so if anyone wants to join, give us a beep or wave, walk with us for the full 10 miles, walk for a mile, walk, just, you know, just come along and join us. That would be great. So we will post the walks prior to doing them. It will be every weekend and we will do the full 10 miles in one go, really. And we are planning to do it around the island, not sticking up north. This weekend we are going to stick up north again, but I think next weekend we're going to walk from Andreas to Laxey, and then following weekend maybe Laxey to Douglas, and kind of try and make our way around the island, really. Yeah, that's the plan anyway.
And I asked you this last time, but I'll ask you again. No, you not got the parish walk in sight?
No.
I'm going to ask you that every year until you go.
Actually,
this time it's the parish.
So a couple of people did say to me this year, why don't you do the parish? But like I said before, I think it's wonderful that people do it, but not for me.
Not for you. Yeah. All right, I'll remind you of that when you do it one day.
Actually, you did say on the last interview.
Oh, sorry, the microphones.
No, it hasn't.
Stop working.
You did say last time that you would join us, and I did say get in training. They are 10-mile walks, so I'll be expecting a little cheeky accompaniment.
Well, let's find whichever the walk is like the flattest.
Yeah, along the prom.
I'll be there. Yeah, we'll just, why don't we? Yeah, perfect. Just do Douglas Prom. How many times is 10 miles?
Yeah.
It's probably actually a really sad amount to do from...
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Not that I'm judging you or anything. but I am.
All right, fine. And so, yeah, so you're raising money for Isle of Man Anti-Cancer Association and Clatterbridge.
Yeah.
So both probably charities that touched your lives went with Daz.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, is that who you want to raise money for, so like kind of going forward then?
It is, yeah. I think, and I've talked a lot about this in previous interviews, you know, we didn't have an awful lot in the bag apart from hope and humour. You know, you have to laugh, don't you, sometimes when you're in the face of adversity. And I think the hope element, anti-cancer, do a lot about research. And I think we forget about that sometimes. We just look at and think about treatments. But actually, without the research, we wouldn't have those options. And unfortunately for Daz, his journey was quite tragic, really. We never had a good scan. Every scan is cancer had spread somewhere else. We tried different treatment options. He had some chemotherapy, he had some immunotherapy. And the last thing that we did try was a trial through his oncologist at Clatterbridge, Dr. Ian Lamkin. Huge shout out and respect to that gent. He did take Daz under his wing, actually. I think he has a little cheeky soft spot for him. And we got a trial. It was just really unfortunate that Darren was too ill at that point, and we had to kind of withdraw that. But those options gave us hope. You know, I've talked about this before. We hadn't travelled, we hadn't seen the world. You know, it gave us the opportunity to make some really beautiful, lovely memories that, as a family, you know, that's all we've got now. And we cherish those, and we can look back at videos and look back at photographs and, yeah, that hope element. So from a research perspective, that was really, really important to us. And obviously Clatterbridge, you know, they is oncologist at Clatterbridge. And I know they get a lot of publicity and a lot of fundraising, but... yeah, it's something that's quite pertinent to us as a family, really, and quite important to us. So, yeah, we thought we'd add in Clatterbridge this year as well. Yeah.
Well, you might say, you know, they get a lot of fundraising, a lot of coverage or whatever, but for good reason, because they touch a lot of lives now, sadly.
Absolutely.
So you said as well, the last walk, though, you might be sort of venturing off island for the last one. Is that the plan?
Yeah, so the plan is, with him being a huge Evertonian, we've got this wonderful, fabulous new stadium now that you see as you're coming in on the booths. So we bought Daz. You can buy stones for the path on the outside of the stadium. So we bought him a stone the year he died. For Father's Day, unfortunately, he's not going to get to see that. And he was delighted with it, although he had a few reservations when we actually talked about getting one. I didn't think he wanted one. He didn't see the point. But actually, when we gave him this, because you get a certificate, because obviously the stone hadn't been laid at that point. So, yeah, he was delighted with that. So the last walk, what we'd like to do is walk from where we lived in Liverpool to the Hill Dickinson Stadium, and go and see his stone. So that's the plan for the last walk. Mm. And that'll be, I think it's the 13th and 14th of September, the weekend before his anniversary on the Monday. Yeah, but everything else will be on island.
Yeah, but how lovely as well with the stone. You said he wasn't sort of chuffed when you first gave it to him. But the fact that now, presumably Everton now, that's like a non-negotiable in your family. Everyone's going to support Everton. So
150%,
for
the
rest, you know, of time, like, you know, grandkids, everyone, they're all going to go and see that little memory
which is absolutely
ideal, isn't it?
And the stone's beautiful, actually. We've just had written on it, Born a Blue, Forever Blue. You know, Darren Hignett, 1969, and obviously the crest. So he was born a blue and he will be forever blue. Yeah, so that'll be nice. That'll be nice to go and see that. So that's the plan for the very, very last walk. But the other, 9 walks will be on island.
Spot on. And you said, like, say, people can come and get involved. They can come along.
Yeah,
and follow. If they want to sort of sponsor the walk, like, where's the best place to find the link?
So, again, I've just put it out on my social media page on Facebook. I know my daughters have shared it. I think Santi from Anti-Cancer will share it as well.
It'll be in our article as well, so I'll make
fabulous.
Sure it's in
Thank
there.
You. We're also going to have T-shirts on with a QR code, so if people do see us and want to donate, they can use the... How jazzy is that? I didn't even know you could do that now. Big technophobe, mate. You just scan, apparently. You just scan, get a little picture of you. Anyway, yeah, so you can. We're going to have T-shirts with QR codes on. So Just Giving, that's where I've and actually it's a bit of a pain with Just Giving because they won't let you do 2 charities. So I've had to put it in Anti-Cancer, but obviously the money will be split between Anti-Cancer and Clatterbridge.
Good luck with it, and I'm sure
Thank you.
We're all behind you and stuff, and it's just a great cause again, isn't it?
And it's funny actually, because I promised him the night he went for his forever sleep, I promised him, he had such a courageous fight. He never relented. He never, you know, it was always what's next. Everything was done with a smile, as I said, hope and humour. We laughed a lot. Because I think if you don't laugh, what you do?
Proper scouser.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it.
Yeah, I think, you know, I promised him I would never, he would never be forgotten. His fight would never be forgotten. His, the courage that he showed would never be forgotten. And yeah, every year. Because we are still thinking about doing Kilimanfilish Jaida. That's still on the list. As is Emily come out with the London Marathon. What's that about?
Hold on. So you're not going to do the parish, but actually I say that as if the parish is kind of like any better than the marathon, because actually it's a marathon plus, isn't it, really? The parish, it's like,
yeah,
you've already done basically a marathon and a bit if you go to Peel. So when people say, you know, oh, I'm only going to Peel, I always think you're doing a marathon.
Absolutely.
You know, it's mad. But yeah, so, but basically what I'm seeing the common theme here is all these challenges are going to have a pun in the name. Okay.
Well, we'll just see. I'm getting on now. So, yeah, I don't know.
I'll come up with challenges for you.
That'll be fine. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks very much for your time.
If you'd like to support the Everton fundraiser, then you can donate via Just Giving. There's a link in the description of this podcast or over at manxradio.com in the article, which has all the details.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.